This is John Batchelor, conversation with Sebastian Smee. This is the second hour of our conversation. Paris in Ruins is the book, Love, War, and the Birth of Impressionism. This is about the Franco-Prussian War, very brief, 1870, in which von Moltke, the German overall commander, the Kaiser, and Bismarck smashed the French, Napoleon III and his armies, and rolled up to Paris. And outside Paris, they opened a siege, bombarded Paris, bombarded a civilian population. The French surrendered eventually, gave major concessions, started governance again out of the Versailles. In the meantime, the Impressionists were in Paris or around it. Some of them served in the army, some didn't. They started a show called The Outside of the Salon in 1872. By themselves, not much attended. One critic showed up and saw a painting by Monet that said Sunrise, Impression. And that's how they got their name. It was meant to be a pejorative. What was revolutionary about their style? What is it that they did that made the Salon, which was the accepted way of showing a painting and being important and making money? What did they do? Open air is the secret. And Sebastian Smee here describes what that means. Open air, a revolution. More tonight. Sebastian Smee, Paris in Ruins.
Absolutely. And it's to do with painting outside in front of the subject. And we sort of think, well, what's radical about that? But in fact, it was radical. I mean, the truth is that painters had started doing this about 80 years earlier, you know, the end of the 18th century, but they hadn't considered anything they did in that way exhibitable. You know, it shouldn't be shown in exhibitions or sold or anything like that. It was just done to study nature, and then you would go back to the studio and work up a serious canvas and present it to the salon. You know, so that was the way it was for a long time. And then it was the Impressionists who first said, no, we are really interested in these effects of light. We want to liberate color. We're not so interested in carefully worked up compositions with allegorical meanings and all sorts of ideological rhetoric. We just want to paint what we see in front of us with freshness, with directness, and with sincerity. You know, this word sincerity was a key word for the Impressionists. And so that's what they did. And, you know, it's easy for us, I think, when we go to museums today and we look at the galleries filled with Monets and Sicilies and Pizarros, to forget just how radical it was to paint in this way, out in the open air, without underdrawing, without structure, and just to try to reproduce fleeting effects of light and color.